Welcome to podcast episode number 14 from trainfortopdollar.com. Welcome to the Train for Top Dollar podcast. This is your host, Ben Greenfield, and each week I'll be covering crucial strategies to help you make money as a fitness professional. Each episode presents cutting-edge tips and tricks for the modern trainer, as well as interviews with leading experts in fitness. So whether you're a coach, gym owner, private studio trainer, nutrition consultant, or just trying to break into the field, this podcast will teach you how to maximize your income as a fitness professional and train for top dollar. I get a lot of questions from personal trainers who are really interested in that first consultation. Some of them think of it as kind of a sales meeting. I definitely would encourage you to not think of it as a sales meeting. It's pretty much one of the most important components of your business and of your client's experience. And I want to go over with you today just exactly what I do in my consultations, the questions that I ask, the way that I lay it out, and some of the logistics that I go through in what I call my consultation interview form. So my form is about 9 pages long. Now, I originally, when I first created this form, stuck to it during my consultation interviews. And now I typically just sit down with a couple blank 8.5 by 11 sheets of paper, record on those. The questions get a little less canned when you do it that way, but I do suggest that after you listen to this interview or after you listen to this podcast, you take a couple of notes, make yourself a form, stick to it, learn the ropes, and then move on and start to go outside of that as you become more comfortable with some of the details. The first thing is the very top of that form. You're going to want all of your client's details. Now, some people collect that from like a health history form that their client has filled out prior to coming in or while they're waiting to meet with you. I do not suggest that. I suggest that you actually collect their health history verbally with them during the interview, and I'll explain why in a second. But what this means is that you're going to want all their contact information, and that's one of the first things that I go over with people. At the very top of my interview form, I've got a little space that says today's date, and then I've got a space for their name, their date of birth or their age, their primary email address, their primary phone, and their mailing address. I just tell them right when you sit down, look, just in case we lose each other, in case I have to get a hold of you about anything important when we're done, let's go ahead and get this contact information out of the way, and then we're going to move along and find out a little bit more about you and why you're here. So that's just how I collect contact information. I like to go over as much as possible with people and have them sitting down out in the office and filling information out on their own as little as possible. I like this to be a very personable process. Builds up a lot of trust and rapport with an individual when they're getting a chance to have face-to-face time with you as much as possible. And then I'll go on. The first section I go over is called your goals. I've got 3 different ways that I will introduce this section. I'll either say, why are you here? I'll say, what brought you here? Or I'll say, how can we help you? All right, and that's it. Let them do the talking. You don't have to do much talking in this section. You just want to sit back, fold your hands, nod, listen, and write. Okay? They're going to open up to you about their goals. They're going to open up to you about why they're there. You sometimes have to expound a little bit on this section, but all you want initially before you move on to anything is you want to know why they're there. And those are the 3 questions that I'll ask is, why are you here? What brought you here? Or how can we help you? Okay, moving on. I go on to an exercise section next. So basically, I cover exercise, nutrition, and lifestyle. Here are the questions I asked in the exercise section. Describe your current exercise routine. What's the heaviest you've weighed, and how old were you? What previous treatments have you tried? I'll list a bunch of treatments for them, whether it be physical therapy, chiropractic, massage, liquid diet, acupuncture, whatever, and kind of go through that list with them and ask them if they've tried any or all of the above. Have you ever worked with a personal trainer? Give me an idea of your schedule, how much time you'd have to commit to exercise in terms of number of minutes or hours per day, which days of the week. And are there any areas of your body that you especially consider problem areas? These questions, put together with the goals, will generally give you about everything you need in order to get a jump start on that person's exercise program. Yes, you are going to be going over health history with them at a later point in the interview. I don't like to go over all the things that are wrong with them first. I like to get excited or get them excited about their goals and get them talking about what they want, when they can exercise, what they like to do. And that really sets the stage before you just sitting down saying, okay, what's wrong with you? You know, we need to find if you're going to die out of a heart attack during exercise and that type of thing. So you move on to nutrition and metabolism. First question I ask there is, have you ever had your metabolism tested? And I ask them if they count or track calories. I'll go on, ask for a typical breakfast, typical lunch, typical dinner, snacking habits between breakfast, lunch, and dinner, their pre-workout nutritional habits, any nutritional habits during a workout, and then their post-workout nutritional habits. After that, I'll have them describe any nutritional supplements, multivitamins, sports supplements, not necessarily medications. We'll get to that in the health history. Special juices, pills, capsules, tablets, whatever. I get all that down. How much water they're drinking per day, how much water they're drinking during exercise, any known food sensitivities or intense likes or dislikes as far as food is concerned, any heartburn, GI distress, or stomach problems, which can sometimes elucidate, you know, food sensitivities that they may not even be aware of, and this may lead to further discussions with them. And then any religious, ethical, or logistical limitations that they have regarding food, whether it be something as simple as Lent, or whether it be something, even more involved like a vegan or vegetarian type of persuasion. So you got exercise down, you got nutrition down, then I'll move on to lifestyle. And this is very important. We know as health professionals that stress and sleep have an important impact on goals and achievement of those goals. So I'll ask them to describe their job, whether they consider their job physically challenging or active, how many hours they spend per day in front of a computer. I'll have them rate their stress on a scale of 1 to 10 in their career. Rate their stress on a scale of 1 to 10 in terms of their personal life. I'll ask them what time they go to bed, when do they wake up in the morning, and then anything else about their lifestyle that they would like to share. And a lot of times this will really get into, you know, I got a family at home and I got kids at home. They don't like to eat healthy, but they stay skinny. And, you know, whatever I eat, I feel like I gain 10 pounds if I eat the macaroni and cheese that I'm feeding my kids. And they just start to get into some of the things that are going on in their life that they feel are holding them back from their goals. Once we finish all that, I'll move on to the health history. I'll tell them, okay, well, I've got a lot of the information that I need to customize a program for you, but I have to cover some important things so that we make sure that you're staying healthy in the process. I ask about 21 different questions on health history. In my case, I'll ask if they suffer from back pain, if they're sensitive to touch or pressure in any area, if they have tension, numbness, or pain in any area, if they get frequent headaches, if they're pregnant or if they've given birth, do they know if they have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, have they ever had surgery, have they ever broken any bones, do they experience stiff, swollen, or painful joints, do they have difficulty sleeping, they experience fatigue or lack of energy, cold hands or feet, have they ever been advised by a physician to avoid exercise, have they ever been knocked unconscious or suffered a concussion, do they or have any of their relatives have a heart attack, do they have any known allergies, are they currently taking any medications, do they smoke or have they smoked, are there any other medical issues which I haven't asked them yet. And then I'll finish up by asking them who their doctor is and when their last physical exam or medical exam was. Now legally, when someone fills out a health history form, they're supposed to sign it that they've completed it to the best of their knowledge. Now what I'll have them do after they've asked all these questions is I actually have that on the client interview form. I try and keep things as less cluttered as possible. And so what I'll do is have all this on the client interview form instead of having both a client interview form and a health history form. They simply sign that little section of the client interview form that says, yes, I answered these questions to the best of my knowledge. And then you just kind of basically take it back from them and say, okay, let's go ahead and move on. Now, I've got a lot of this, sample health history forms and these type of things laid out in my book. So you don't have to copy all this down word for word. You can use some of the templates I have in the book, Train for Top Dollar, if you have that. But the next station, or the next form that I have in that client interview form is basically just a layout of what kind of services that we offer and the investment in those services. And I walk through that with them, and I have a sheet called Your Roadmap, which we work together with the client. It's just basically a blank sheet that says your roadmap that lays out when our next appointment is, what our plans are for that next appointment, what our plan of action is, how we're going to provide a routine that has zero guesswork for them to achieve all the goals that we just discussed. And it sounds like all of this is pretty simple and straightforward, and in reality it is, but there's too many consultations where you'll sit down and you'll just go over exercise, or you'll just cover the services that you offer, or you'll talk all about you, your gym, and your certifications and the things that you've helped clients with. The best piece of advice that I can give you is once you've asked that first question, keep your mouth shut. And you may find that half of the interview form gets filled in just by sitting there and listening to the person talk. It's a big mistake that physicians make, is they'll generally diagnose someone within about 15 seconds after they start talking. Don't make that mistake. Listen, let them talk for 10 minutes if they need to. We generally do our consultations for about 40 to 50 minutes. It's typically longer than most of the personal training sessions we do, just because it's that important. Get all the information possible from them and use some of my suggestions in this podcast today to make sure that you generate those questions the right way. But again, just a brief review. You've got the contact information. You've got the exercise history and goals, the nutrition history, likes, dislikes, etc. You've got their lifestyle. You've got the services that you offer. And then finally, at the end, you've got a roadmap. Okay, so you can take all that, put it together. It usually comes out to be about an 8 to 10 page interview form. Once you've gone through that a few times, you'll be able to kind of get through it on your own without feeling like you're asking canned questions to your client from a piece of paper. But this will really give structure to your consultation and ensure that you are selling more of your services and that your client is getting better results from your services. So until next time, this has been from trainfortopdollar.com signing out. By the way, I've got one final announcement from trainfortopdollar.com. We now have an affiliate program where you can profit and make a 50% commission on any books or DVDs that I've put out there by featuring them on your fitness website or your fitness blog. Basically, I provide you with all the emails, all the sales materials, videos, banners, autoresponders, newsletters, pretty much everything that you need to sell. So if you've always been interested in like information products, books, DVDs, but never had time to create your own, now you can make 50% commission off something that I've already created for you. So here's how you can check that out. Go to the link in today's show notes, and I'll put it right there. All you got to do is click on it, and we've got a pretty comprehensive affiliate center where you'll have all the resources that you need to make money while you're sleeping. Until next time, this is Ben Greenfield signing out.